一起默打。
Let's all pray in silence.
Amen. 哈利路亚，奉主之圣名，继续我们安息日下午的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue with our Sabbath afternoon service.
我们唱诗121首。
Let's sing hymn 121. Let's all pray together.
哈利路亚，奉主圣名继续我们下午的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue with our afternoon service.
本来按照原定的打算哈，是想要在今天下午放一些。这次到肯亚以及坦桑尼亚的照片给大家看哦。
Originally planned to put up some pictures from Kenya and Tanzania.
但是因为第一哈时间有点紧啊，所以还没有没有机会把照片跟资料重新做整理啊。
Because of time constraints, I wasn't able to fully organize all the pictures.
第二就是今天人比较少哈，因为很多人都到。伊丽莎白参加这个工人的讲习会了。
Second, there are fewer people here today because many people went to Elizabeth for the seminar.
为了要避免那些没有看到的人下个会回来找麻啊，不是回来关心哈。
So that those who come back will not be concerned.
所以我们就推到下个礼拜好了哈。
We'll postpone it until next week.
所以下个礼拜下午再跟大家一起分享这一次到非洲、到肯亚跟坦桑尼亚这两个国家的一些经历，还有一些照片呢。
So next week in the afternoon, I'll share about the experience in Tanzania and Kenya.
今天下午我们以这个模范夫妻来作为来作为一起学习的题目。
So this afternoon, I'd like to use the topic, the model couple, as to learn from.
在圣经当中记载了许多对的夫妻。
The Bible records about many good couples.
很多不一样的夫妻哦。
And there are also many different kinds of couples.
啊，有的夫妻是会彼此扯后腿的啊，彼此拖对方下水的。
And some will drag the other down.
啊，就像亚当跟夏娃哈。
Like Adam and Eve.
啊，一出事了就全部怪对方哦。
When something happens, they blame each other.
啊，也有不错的夫妻啊，像亚伯拉罕跟撒拉哦，这个是神所称赞的夫妻。
And there are also good couples like Abraham and Sarah, whom the Lord praised.
啊，也有乱成一团的婚姻啊，像是。大卫跟米甲哈这一对相处的很关系很冷漠，关系很恶劣的夫妻哦。
And there are also some couples who have a very, cold relationship like David and Micah.
也有快要被太太逼疯的哈，就像雅各跟拉结哈。
And there are also like, couples who drive each other crazy like Jacob and Leah.
当然也有好的，就像在。在新约里面，这个彼得跟他的太太哈一起同做圣工的好榜样。
There are also good examples of couples such as Peter and his wife who together serve the Lord.
在这众多不同种类的夫妻里面今天想要提出有一对特别跟大家一起来做学习。
So among all of these many couples, I like to use one such couple so that we can learn from.
他们没有很有名。
They're not very famous.
他们出现的次数也不多。
And they don't appear in the Bible that many times.
但是他们每次出现这个虽然次数少，都是蛮有意思的哈。
But even though they appear only a few times, every single time they appear, it's very meaningful.
所以我们今天从他这个少少的记载里面来看看，为什么这一对可以成为模范夫妻哦。
So from these few occurrences in the Bible, we can come to see why they are a model couple.
我们不是要讨论夫妻相处的方法跟关系。
And we're not talking about how the couple should communicate.
那个是另外一堂课了
That is a different matter.
我们是要看看这一对夫妻有什么好表现，可以作为我们可以学习的对象。
And then we can, instead we can use this couple and see how they behave as something to learn from.
来看看一对夫妻或是一个家庭能够有怎么样的表现。
To see what a family and a couple should behave as.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》第十八章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 18.
《使徒行传》的第十八章第一节。
Acts chapter 18 verse 1。《
使徒行传》十八章的第一节。
Acts chapter 18 verse 1。
这是以后保罗离了雅典，来到哥林多。第二节。
Verse 2。
遇见一个犹太人，名叫雅居拉，他生在本都，因为格老丢命犹太人都离开罗马。新近带着七百基拉从意大利来，保罗就投奔了他们。第三节
，Verse three，
他们本是制造帐篷为业，保罗因与他们同业，就和他们同住做工。好，那这里讲到有一对夫妻名叫百基拉跟雅居拉哦。
And here mentions a couple, Priscilla and Aquila。
这对夫妻在圣经当中被提到四次。
And this couple is mentioned four times in the Bible.
就比例上来讲，其实是非常少的。
So comparatively, this is very few.
而且它虽然被提到四次，但是每次的记载都非常的短。
And even though they're only recorded four times, every single recording is very short.
但是在这个短短的记载里面可以看出，在当代这对夫妻是非常重要的。
But from this short recording, we can see that they are very important.
对当时的教会也有造成非常大的影响。
And they also had a great influence on the church.
在这里说保罗遇见了一个犹太人，名叫雅居拉哦。
And it says that Paul met a Jew named Aquila.
这里讲到他遇见哦。
And it says he met.
遇见好像就是走在路上看到了遇到了
It's as if he was walking on the road and he just saw him.
我们在 Flushing 街上刚好遇到一个信徒遇到你了，遇到信徒哦。
Like I'm on the street in Flushing and I just so meet a member.
但是其实在原来的文字它不是遇到，它不是遇到。
But in the original language, it wasn't met.
在原来的文字，他说 保罗找到了他们。
The original text states that Paul found them.
哦，所以这保罗不是在半路上啊，刚好遇到亚居拉的。
And so it wasn't that Paul just so met them on the road.
而是他特别啊，到特别去找这对的夫妻。
But that he especially sought out this couple.
啊，并且与这对夫妻同工。
And he also worked with the couple.
一起生活，一起工作，一起传福音。
To live together, work together, and preach the gospel together.
当保罗需要一个地方居住的时候
，So when Paul needed somewhere to stay.
当保罗需要一个同工的时候
，When he needed some workers.
他第一个想到要去的地方就是这一对夫妻的家。
First place he thought of was the home of this couple.
哦，所以虽然这对夫妻并不是很有名
，and even though this couple may not be very famous.
啊，虽然记载圣经里记载没有很多
，and they're not recorded many times in the Bible.
但是他是却是保罗选择同伴的第一个选择
，but they are the first choice of Paul.
是得到保罗所纪念的
，and they were remembered by Paul.
是保罗会想要跟他们在一起的
，and Paul wanted to be with them.
啊，所以我们今天作为一个基督徒
，So as a Christian today，
我们今天建立一个基督化的家庭
，As we establish a Christian family，
我们今天有一个属灵的配偶，属灵的家人
，As we have spiritual family members，
这对属灵的夫妻
，A spiritual couple，
我们能不能成为一个蒙人所想念啊，人家喜欢跟我们在一起的一对夫妻呢
？And can we be a couple that is remembered by others and that others will want to be with？
或者是别人想到我们的时候啊，却是想要离我们越远越好
？Or is it that when others think about us, they want to stay away from us？
有需要的时候，绝对不找我们。
That when they are in need, they definitely do not find us。
有困难的时候，绝对不打电话给我们。
That when they have difficulties, they will definitely not call us。
需要帮忙的时候，绝对不会想到我们。
That when they need help, they will definitely not think about us。
好，为什么有时候我们是这样子的夫妻
？So why are we sometimes like this kind of couple？
为什么我们有时候是这样的家庭
？And why are we sometimes like this kind of family？
那我们可能就要重新思考一下我们与别人相处的方法跟态度。
So we must once again think about how we interact with other people.
哦，是不是能够蒙人所纪念啊，得人所珍惜
？Are we remembered and treasured by others?
我们来看一下《使徒行传》第十一章哦。
Turn to Acts chapter 11.
《使徒行传》第十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传十一章的第十一节。
Acts chapter 11 verse 11.
啊，这里是保罗被抓，彼得被抓到监牢里面的记载。
And here records when Peter was put in jail.
啊，彼得被抓到监牢里面，结果天使把他救出来了。
And after he was put in jail, an angel saved him.
啊，所以十一节，彼得就醒悟过来了。
And so Peter awoke.
他说：“我现在知道神差遣他的使者救我脱离这希律的手和犹太百姓所盼望的。”
Right then, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at a house where I was staying. It's Acts chapter 12, verse 11. Then Peter came to himself and said, Now I know without a doubt that the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's crutches and from everything the Jewish people were anticipating.
从十二节
And verse 12.
他说，想了一想。就往称呼马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚家去。
When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark.
哦，在那里有好些人聚集祷告哦。
And many people had gathered there and were praying.
所以在这里啊，当彼得离开监狱的时候
，So after Peter left the jail.
他在半夜啊，在一个人啊，孤单的站在大马路上。
And he was alone, in the middle of the big road.
啊，黑暗当中，孤独之中。
And it was very dark, and he was very lonely.
他想了一想
and he thought.
就到了玛利亚的家去
and then he went to the house of Mary.
哦，所以在这里我们看到说啊，这个玛利亚他们家是蒙啊，这个不是主耶稣的母亲哦，啊，这个玛利亚他们家是蒙彼得所思念的，是彼得所想念的地方。
And so this house of Mary was a place that.Peter remembered and longed for.
但是彼得啊，知道能够得找到信徒、得到帮助的地方。
And he knew that over there he can find the help of the members.
所以我们今天我们的家庭能不能有一样的功用
？So does our family have the same sort of purpose?
当别人有需要了
，when others are in need.
当信徒有困难了
，when the members have difficulties.
当 当有人心灵受到创伤
，and when some others are pained in their hearts，
需要支持，需要帮助，需要代祷
，they need upholding and help and prayer。
他们想了一想
，and when they think，
想到了谁
？Who do they think about？
有没有想到我们
？Do they think about us？
有没有想到我们的家
？Do they think about our family？
有没有以我们作为他们信仰的避风港？
Are we the refuge of their faith？
好，所以我们在这里看到这个亚居拉、百基拉的家啊，是人，是保罗以及信徒啊所愿意去寻找，并且能够得到帮助的地方。
So we can see that the house of Priscilla and Aquila was a place that the members and Paul were willing to find and seek out。
啊，也希望我们的家庭，我们这一对夫妻，我们的家庭啊，也能够有这样子的功能。
And we hope that our family can also have this sort of purpose。
能够使我们附近的信徒啊，当他们有需要的时候啊，就能够想到我们。
That when the members are in need, they will think about us。
并且知道他们到我们这里，就能够得到安慰，得到帮助。
That they will know when they come to us, they will receive comfort and help.
这里有没有看到啊？他们一同工作哦。
You can see that they work together.
在这里说他们是制造帐篷为业的。
And it says that they were tent makers.
这是制造帐篷哦，我们叫橡皮匠哦，就是要么那个他们帐篷是用皮做的哦。
They make the tents with leather skin.
不是我们现在用这种现在的这样布织布或者是现在的材料来做。
They don't use the same materials as we use today。
但是当代啊，能够做橡皮匠，能够做帐篷哦，不是一件容易，这是个技巧啊，特殊的技巧。
And actually, at that time, you needed some special skills to make the tent。
所以这里说啊，他们是制造帐篷为业的，保罗就跟他们一起同住做工。
And since they were tent makers, Paul stayed with them and worked with them。
在这里呢，在除了制作帐篷的工作以外啊，他们也一同聚会，一同辩论，一同传福音。
And aside from making tents, they also reasoned and spread the gospel。
所以在这里我们看到一个代职服事的榜样。
And so here we can see the model of service。
这一对夫妻啊，他们不是全时间的工人哦，教会的工人。
And this couple was not a full-time worker。
他们有自己的职业。
They had their own career。
自己的工作。
Their own job to do。
自己的事业。
Their own career。
但是他们在这个事业当中，仍然能够把信仰的工作做好。
Even though they had things to do, they were still able to complete the spiritual work。
所以我们今天大部分的人都有自己的工作。
So many of us have our own work to do。
我们有时候会觉得好像要全职就是要做传道要全职服事好像这个工作这个线。这样子的服事才是有价值的。
Sometimes we may think that we have to work full time, as a minister, that only in this way will it be valuable.
的确，把自己的人生全部献上，交由主用是很有价值的。
And indeed, offering your entire life for the service of the Lord is valuable.
却不是每一个人都有这样子，神对我们每一个人有这样都有这样子的安排。
But God does not arrange this for all of us。
所以在这里，亚居拉、百基拉的家庭给我们看到一个带有工作、带职带着自己的职业有工作服事的榜样。
And so we can see from Priscilla and Aquila that they had their own career, but they also were able to serve the Lord。
你有你自己的职业吗
？Do you have your own career？
你有自己的事业吗
Do you have your own business?
没有问题的。
It's fine.
在自己的工作、自己努力的方向之下，你仍然能够很好的服侍神。
And even though you are working very hard, you can still serve the Lord.
能够像百基拉、亚居拉一样，能够在服侍当中蒙神特别的纪念。
Like Priscilla and Aquila to be especially remembered by the Lord。
所以我们在这里看到的这一对夫妻是接待工人的夫妻哦。
We can see that this couple is one that welcomes the workers。
我们看一下十八章的第十八节。
Let's look at chapter 18, verse 18。
十八章的第十八节。
Chapter 18, verse 18。
保罗又住了多日，就辞别弟兄，坐船往叙利亚去了。 百基拉雅居拉也与他同去啊。我们在这看到啊，当保罗离开了这个地方
，and we can see that after Paul left the area，
啊，这一对夫妻啊，居然也跟着他走了。
And this couple went with him。
哦，那其他为什么要跟着保罗走呢
？And why did they leave with him？
啊，这圣经上并没有实际上告诉我们他的原因。
And the Bible doesn't really tell us the reason。
啊，但是相信跟保罗的侍奉、保罗的工作是有直接的关系的。
But we believe that there's a direct connection with the service of Paul。
因为当以后保罗讲到这一对夫妻的时候，常常讲这对夫妻是为了他放弃一切的。
Because later on when Paul talks about this couple, he mentions that they put aside everything for his sake。
所以当保罗离开啊，为了福音的缘故，这一对夫妻也跟着离开了。
And so when Paul left for to preach the gospel, the couple also went with him。
一个人要离开自己所熟悉的环境。
For a person to leave a comfortable environment,
要放下自己已经建立的事业
has to put aside the established career.
要离开那个已经熟悉安稳的境况
to leave the familiar situation.
其实并不容易的
It's very difficult to do.
我们都很清楚啊
We all know this.
对我们来说啊，每一个人啊，要漂洋过海来到这个新的环境有多么的困难
You know how difficult it is to travel across the ocean to come here.
即使是为了我们下一代的教育
for the education of our next generation
或者是我们为了在这里能够有更好的机会
or to have a better opportunities here
或者是我们觉得这个美国梦啊是多么的美好
or we believe that the American dream is so great
但是当我们要离开家乡的那一刻啊那种彷徨那种不安啊总是没有办法避免的
But at the moment when we are leaving our hometown that uneasiness is difficult to avoid
要离开自己已经多年所熟悉的环境啊是非常困难的
It's very difficult to leave that environment of which we are so familiar with
那但是今天啊这一对夫妻啊却能够放下一切的来跟从保罗
But here this couple canput aside everything to follow Paul
与工人同行啊为了福音的缘故
and for the sake of the gospel to go along with the worker
这也是我们必须要学习的一种精神呢、啊、
and this is a sort of mentality that we must also learn from
当然这不代表说我们每个人啊回去之后啊都要搬离现在的地方啊、
This doesn't mean that when we go back, we should just all move
不是说哇那今天啊我们要抛下一切那我们就搬家吧
That we have to forsake everything, so let's move.
啊，千万不要啊！这里聚会的人啊，已经不少了，但是也不够多了。
Please don't do that. There aren't enough.
所以我们可以有更多的人来聚会了
哈。We hope that there'll be more who come to attend service.
不是说我们回去大家包包背的哈，我就去流不是去流浪，就是我就走了。
Doesn't mean that we go back and we take a backpack and we just leave.
那这个离开他的环境是有目的的。
When they left their environment, there was a purpose.
它是有一个动机、有目的跟有一个方向。
It was a motivation, a purpose, and a direction.
是为了福音的缘故。
It was for the sake of the gospel.
那这不代表说我们今天一定要搬家才能够为了福音的缘故。
This doesn't mean that we must move in order for the sake of the gospel.
而是说啊，今天当我们要离开自己的。Comfort zone 自己舒适的环境要舍得。
And that today when we are leaving our comfort zone, we must be willing to let go.
这个 comfort zone 这个舒适的空间环境不一定是我们的家。
And this comfort zone may not be our home.
可以是我们的家。
It may be our home.
可以是我们常常来往的朋友。
It may be our close friends.
可以是我们每次来教会里面，我们常常在一起的。在一起的同伴
，or maybe those who we are always with in church，
这些都是我们的 comfort zone， 这些都是我们所熟悉的环境
，and these all encompass our comfort zone。
但是如果为了福音的缘故，我们有时候要逼自己离开这样的环境
，but for the sake of the gospel， we must force ourselves to leave this environment。
来到教会里面，看到老朋友，看到朋友很开心。
And when we come to church, we see our friends and we are glad.
可能一个礼拜就看这么一次。
We may meet only once a week.
哇，那所有的聚会要坐在一起。
And during service, we like to sit together.
讲讲话。
To chat.
传传纸条。
And to pass some notes.
应该不会啦，这是小朋友在做的
I think only kids do this.
有时候我们聚会会坐在一起。
And we may sit together during service.
吃饭坐在一起。
And eat together.
啊，那回家也要一起坐车走。
And take the same car home.
啊，这个没有什么不好的。
There's nothing wrong with this.
这是好事，信徒当中有密切的交往是好事。
It's good to for the members to have a close relationship.
啊，但是在你这个很自己很开心。很舒适的环境当中
，But while you're in this happy and comfortable environment，
你有没有注意到有些人可能是这个团体当中的边缘人
？And have you noticed that some people are outside of this group？
好像在团体之中，却是在团体之外。
That they may seem like they are in this group， yet they are actually outside the group。
当你享受你这个小团体的快乐，你有没有看到他的孤单？
When you enjoy the happiness within this group, have you seen that person's loneliness？
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们要离开自己的 comfort zone， 自己所熟悉的环境哦。
So we must leave our comfort zone。
就是要先放下自己的喜好。
To put aside what you like。
先放下自己的朋友。
Put aside your friends，
而能够勇敢地踏出一步来到你所不认识的这个人面前。
And to take that step of courage in, to step in front of the person that you don't know。
那自我介绍。
And to introduce yourself。
让对方觉得有人在乎。
To let that person know that someone cares。
让对方觉得有人关心。
To let that person feel that someone is concerned for them。
让对方觉得有人接纳。
To feel that there is someone who accepts them，
使他能够在这里不再成为一个边缘的陌生人。
That person will no longer be an outsider, a stranger，
而是能够被接纳进入这个团体，成为团体当中的一份子。
But rather to be accepted and to be a part of this group。
所以我们今天要离开这个熟悉的环境。
So we must leave the comfortable environment。
那有时候不是很容易啊。
It's a difficult thing to do。
啊，我们大家都知道。
And we all know。
啊，当你呀，今天要你呀，走到一个陌生人面前去介绍自己。
That when we want you to introduce yourself to a stranger。
啊，有时候很挣扎。
Sometimes you struggle。
感觉很奇怪。
It feels weird。
啊，所以有时候我们会选择逃避呀。
So sometimes we choose to escape。
啊，有时候啊，像我们有慕道有朋友来了。
Some truth-seeking friends come.
And you 会发觉，怎么旁边空了一圈啊？大家都越坐越远。
And you feel that there is a empty circle around him that people sit far away.
因为他没有被接纳进入这个环境里面。
Because that person has not been accepted into this environment.
不是我们排斥他。
It's not that we exclude them.
不是我们不欢迎。
Not that we are not welcoming.
而有时候只是我们走不出那一步来。
Sometimes it's just that we cannot take that step.
所以我们今天要能够克服自己的恐惧。
So we must overcome our fear.
要能够离开自己所喜好、所熟悉的环境。
To leave that comfortable and familiar environment.
为了福音的缘故。
For the sake of the gospel.
有时候有些人会真的为了福音的缘故离开自己的家乡。
And some people actually do leave their hometown.
好像保罗说过
Just as Paul said.
保罗说：“我立下一个心志。
That he has set the determination.
就是我不在那个福音传道的地方啊。”已经有福音传到这里了，我就不来了。
That he will not go to where the gospel is already preached.
我不把自己的工作建立在别人的根基上面。
He will not establish his work on someone else's foundation.
意思就是他总是要走到那个还没有人去过的地方。
Which means that he will preach where the gospel has not yet been preached.
要到那个还没有根基建立的环境里面。
To go where there is not yet a foundation established.
这种工作是最困难的。
This is the most difficult work.
在这个不知我们完全不知道该从何下手的环境里面啊。要建立信仰、建立教会是最困难的。
To be in an unfamiliar environment to establish a church is very difficult.
但是啊，这是保罗所立下的心志。
But this is Paul's determination.
所以保罗也这样子做了。
And that is what Paul did.
在非洲其实有很多工人也是这个样子。
And in Africa, many workers are also like this.
有很多工人啊，为了福音的缘故放下自己的环境啊。
For the sake of the gospel, many of them left their familiar environment.
熟悉的环境，熟悉的村庄，熟悉的朋友，就离开了。
Familiar environment, village, and friends, they all leave behind.
我不要想说，因为他们是非洲人所以这个很容易啊。
So don't think that just because they are in Africa that this is easy.
非洲人
，Africans.
也是人，非洲人也是跟我们一样的。
Africans are just like us.
没有什么不一样，他们一样会在喜欢在自己的村庄里面。
They also like to be in their own village.
在他们很熟悉的环境里面工作生活，在这个环境里面 他有他的朋友，有他的亲戚，他的家人。
To be in the familiar environment where all their friends and family are, where they can work.
尤其在非洲，他那个部落哈，部落的区分很严重。那个 tribes， tribal.
The African tribes are very different.
他那个只要听你的名字就知道你是哪一个部落出来的。
Just by your name, they can tell which tribe you are from.
有时候他们甚至会有一些记号哈，一看就知道你是哪里的人。
And sometimes they have some symbols to tell where you are from.
所以啊，有些部落当中啊，其实是很不友善的。
Some tribes are not very friendly with each other.
所以当你今天必须要离开你的部落。
So today, when you need to leave your own tribe.
你必须要离开你的环境，其实他们也是非常多的困难的。
It's also very difficult for them to leave their environment.
所以但是我们今天在非洲看到很多的工人啊。
But we see in Africa that many workers.
他们可能为了福音的缘故啊。真的包包拿起来就往外走了。
For the sake of the gospel, they actually take up a backpack and just leave.
有时候走去哪里不知道哦。
And they don't know where they might go.
我遇到一个当地的工人哈、哦，他就二十几岁的时候啊，就辞别家人，包包拿了就走出，就出去传道了。
And I met a worker who, when he was in his 20s, took his backpack and left his family and went out to preach.
边走边传。
And he preached while he was walking.
那现在吃饭要吃什么不知道。
He didn't know what he will wear or eat.
但是神总是会给他安排。
But the Lord arranged it for him.
就是这样子走了几年之后。
After walking like this for a few years.
沿路上又有许多人信了耶稣。
Along the way, many believed in Jesus.
对他来讲，这个容易吗？
Was this easy for him?
对我们很困难，对他一样是很困难的。
It is difficult for us, and likewise for him.
但是为了福音的缘故，他愿意啊。
But for the sake of the gospel, he was willing.
所以常常遇到一些工人，他们会搬家，会搬到一个新的环境里面。
So we meet many workers who move to a new environment.
我这次就遇到了两个工人啊。
And this time I met two workers.
我说你们怎么会在这里
？And I asked them, why are you here?
因为他们原本是首都的人啊，是那个 Nairobi 那个首都哦，生活很好哦，首都的人。
Because they were actually from the city Nairobi.
我说你怎么会跑到离首都八个小时的乡下来
？Why would you leave this eight hours away from the city?
从首都工作跑到乡下种田。
From working in the city to going to the rural area to farm.
他说啊，因为啊，他们听说啊，这里有一些信徒哈、哦，信主之后回到这个镇上。
Because they had heard that some members after believing returned back to this village.
他们怕这些信徒没有人照顾。
They were worried that these members had no one to care for them.
所以他们就放下一切，就搬到乡下去。
So they put aside everything to move to this area.
只是为了要在这里照顾这些信徒。
Just to take care of these members.
那在这样的精神啊，这样的心情啊，神也特别照顾，神也特别感。特别祝福他们啊。
Because they have this mentality, the Lord especially blessed them.
现在这两个地方啊，都已经成立教会，都会堂都盖起来了。
These two areas have built up a church.
从几个信徒啊，发展到几百个信徒啊。
From only a few members to several hundred members.
有时候就是为什么？就是一个愿意牺牲的精神，愿意牺牲的心。
Because there is this heart, this mentality of sacrifice.
所以我们今天不见得要搬离开这个环境。
But it's not necessary for us to move.
但是我们却必须要有这样子的精神。
But we must have this mentality.
愿意放下自己所喜好的。
To be willing to put aside what you like.
愿意牺牲自己所珍惜的。
To put aside what you treasure.
愿意鼓起勇气踏出那个自己所不熟悉的那一步。
To take up courage and take that step.Towards the unfamiliar.
主动关心教会里那些没有人注意到的信徒。
To take the initiative to care for those who no one cares for.
主动关心那个怎么一阵子没有来聚会的信徒。
Care for those who have not come for a long time.
一个电话。
One phone call.
一句关心的话。
One comforting word.
一张小卡片。
A small card.
你的这个主动的动作可能是改变对方信仰一生的关键。
This one thing that you do may be a critical point in that person's faith.
哦，所以我们今天要主动一点，要积极一点。
So we must be a little bit more active.
哦，使我们能够啊，在自己在一切在所做的工作上面呢，能够啊，能够啊，为这个家哈，为这个大环境能够尽一份心力。
That for this great family we can put more heart.
好，我们再看回来《使徒行传》第十八章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章的第二十四节。
Chapter 18, verse 24.
使徒行传十八章的第二十四节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 24.
这里说有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗来到以弗所，他生在亚历山大，是有学问，做一人讲解圣经。二十五节。
25.
这人已经在主的道上受了教训，受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人，只是他单晓得约翰的洗礼。二十六节。
26.
他在会堂里放胆讲道，亚基拉、百居拉听见了，就接他来，将神的道给他讲解的更加详细。哦，我们在这里看到这一对夫妻哦，第三次被提到。
And this is the third recording of this couple.
啊，这是讲到啊，这对夫妻啊，跟一个叫亚波罗的工人啊，一个人哈、啊，有了互动。
And this is mentions how they interacted with Apollos.
这亚波罗是谁啊？这里说啊，他是一个哇，心里火热、最有学问、能讲解圣经的人啊。
And Apollos was a person of great fervor, and he was well instructed.
哦，放胆讲论神的道哦。
And he bravely spoke the word of the God.
啊，但是在这个很好当中，却有一个缺憾。
But in all of this, there was one shortcoming.
啊，就是他只知道啊，约翰的洗礼哦。
He only knew of the baptism of John.
啊，所以在这里我们看到亚居拉、百基拉就把他接到自己的家里来。
So we can see that Priscilla and Aquila took him to their home.
哦，并且在家里啊，给这个工人啊更多的教导。
And they instructed him.
我们在这里看到这一对夫妻哦。这对夫妻的好，这个夫妻哈、哦，他们所做的努力。
And we can see the effort that this couple put in.
哦，是懂得为了教会培训工人的努力。
And they were able to, train the worker.
哦，他们能够主动观察，能够看到有潜力的工人。
And they were able to actively, see that this worker had a potential.
哦，并且愿意呀、啊，花自己的时间，拿出自己的，用自己的家庭。庭啊，来成为这些工人受训成长的一个地方。
And they were willing to let their home be a place to train the worker.
哦，所以我们在这里看到啊，虽然百基拉、雅居拉这对夫妻啊，好像记载很少，工作很少。
And even though it seems like Priscilla and Aquila are recorded only a few times,
但是他们简单的工作里面直接影响到保罗，直接影响到亚波罗。
But from their work, they were able to directly influence Paul and Apollos.
都是对当代的教会啊很有影响力的人物。
These were greatly influential people in the church at that time.
所以我们今天也要用同样的心情、同样的方式啊，来为教会寻找栽培更多的工人。
And so we also must have this kind of heart to seek out the workers.
在观察当中看到有潜力能够栽培的对象。
And to be able to see who has the potential.
并且愿意拿出自己的时间跟精力来付出来栽培。
To be willing to take out your time and efforts to care for them.
能够训练更多的工人来为教会为主所用。
To train up more workers so that both the church and God can use.
有时候我们觉得这好像跟我们没有什么关系呀。
Sometimes it seems like this has nothing to do with us.
这不是我们的事啊，这是负责人的事情啊。
This has nothing to do with us. It's for the board members.
有些负责人觉得啊，这也不是我们的事啊。
And some board members also feel that this isn't what they have to do.
这是神的事啊。
This is God's thing to do.
所以啊，负责人做很多年啊，一个工人都没有栽培出来啊。
And some board members are working for very long, but they do not train up a worker.
但是这里我们看到亚基拉、百基拉的榜样。
But here we can see the example of Priscilla and Aquila.
为神的家寻找、发掘更多的工作人员。
The house of the Lord, they sought out more workers.
是我们的责任。
It's our responsibility.
尤其是在座的宗教教育的老师。
Especially as RE teachers.
尤其是在座的 各位家长，有子女的家长。
And also those who have children.
好，你有没有努力的用心神花时间为神的家栽培你的孩子、你的学生，成为可用的工人
？And have you put effort into raising up the children as workers of God？
哦，那圣经里面的人，很多重要的人物啊，他们都花时间在栽培下一代接棒人。
So many of the workers in the Bible were training up the next generation as workers.
就像摩西栽培摩西栽培约书亚一样。
And just as Moses trained Joshua.
就像巴拿巴在带领马可一样。
Just as Barnabas led Mark.
你今天的付出可能成就教会明天的栋梁。
And so your effort today may raise up the pillar of the church tomorrow.
所以千万不要小看了我们所付出所做的工作。
So do not look down on the work that you do.
有时候你永远都不知道你对一个孩子的关心。
And you may not know that you're concerned for one child.
可能成为他将来成为传道的关键。
Maybe that a critical point.To cause them to become a pastor in the future.
所以我们每一个人啊，在寻找、训练、栽培工人的事上啊，都可以尽一份的心力。
So we can put this more effort into seeking and training up the workers.
那但是有时候啊，要栽培啊，要栽培是要付出一些代价的。
But to care and train up workers requires a price.
我们不要讲栽培工人啊。
Let's not talk about training a worker.
甚至于说在引领，我们就讲引领牧道者就好了。
We can just simply talk about guiding a truth seeker.
这个亚波罗是牧道者啊。
Apollos was a truth seeker.
他虽然有晓得圣经啊，明白道理啊。
And even though he knew of the Bible and the teachings,
对洗礼没有认识啊。
He didn't have a full knowledge of baptism.
所以表示他没有洗礼啊。
So that means he wasn't baptized.
牧道者。
So he must be a truth seeker.
所以我们看这个亚基拉、百基拉怎么样带领牧道者。
So how did Priscilla and Aquila lead this truth seeker?
说把他接来哦。
They invited him.
接到自己的家中。
To their own home.
有时候家是我们每一个人的城堡。
And sometimes our home is our palace.
是我们自己很私密我们很 private 的一个生活的空间啊。
It's where we have our private lives.
所以我们才会有客厅啊，前厅啊，有客厅啊。
That's why we have a dining room.
Family room. 客厅不是 family room 吗？ Living room 啊。
A living room.
Living room 其实也不太对哈。我们有时候房子有分前后厅，对不对？前面跟后面各有一个厅。
Sometimes we have a room in the front and the back of the house.
所以如果只有坐前厅的
，If it's only in the front room，
那个叫做客人，那都是客人呐。
It's for the guests。
为什么只有坐在前厅
？Why do they only sit in this front room？
因为前厅是一个隔开的空间哦。
Because it is separated。
Family room 是给家人呐，前厅是给客人的。
Family room is for the family members and the guests。Area is for the guests.
我们不会一有客人来就带到我们的房间去坐啊。
We don't usually bring our guests into our bedroom.
因为那是我们自己的空间。
Because that is our private space.
但是有时候啊，为了要带领牧道者。
But sometimes, for the purpose of guiding the truth seeker.
你可能要有时候需要放弃一些你自己的空间。
You may need to give up some of your own space.
我们不是讲说啊，今天你带牧道者就看到一个牧道者就把他带到你家。
Doesn't mean that once you see a truth seeker to bring them back home.
请千万不要。
Don't do that.
而是讲一个态度的问题。
But it is a problem of your mentality.
你要放弃自己所拥有的一个这个空间。
To be able to give up this space that you have.
你要拿出自己所拥有的一些时间。
To take out some of your own time.
你可能要花费一些你自己可以用在自己身上的精力。
And you might need to spend some energy that you could have spent on yourself.
这个时间你可以做自己的事情。
You could have spent this time doing your own thing.
但是为了他的缘故，你可能在电话上哇，听了两个小时还没讲完。
But for the sake of this truth seeker, you may listen to the phone call for 2 hours.
这个时间你可能跟你家人一起出去玩。
You could have used this time to go out with your family members.
但是哇，一通电话来哇，有 emergency 啊，紧急状况啊，只好。赶快过去给他关心一下。
But because there was an emergency, you had to go over and help.
有时候是需要做一些牺牲的。
Sometimes there needs to be sacrifice.
时间、空间、精神上面，有时候要做牺牲的。
from your time and your area and also your energy.
那但是有时候可能因为你的牺牲。
But sometimes because of your sacrifice,
因为你的付出,
because of what you given out,
成为他接受信仰的关键,
can be a critical point in them accepting your faith,
成为他认识信仰的原因,
that they can have an understanding of the faith.
不知不觉中你就造就了一个好信徒,
and unknowingly you have edified a good member.
因为你的付出就造就了一个好工人。
That you have raised up a worker.
哦，所以啊，我们今天呢、啊，有时候我们如果多做一点
，So today if we do just a little more,
它有时候那个影响是很深远的哦。
It may have a very great influence.
啊，但是那是要我们舍得。
But we must be willing.
一通电话
，One phone call.
一个关怀
just caring.
一个关系哦，可能就可以对对方造成一个很大的不同。
One caring heart can make a great difference.
那在这里说啊，他们就接他来哈、哦，将神的道给他讲解的更加详细。
And so they invited them, invited apostles their home and explained to him more adequately.
我这一开始说这个亚波罗是有学问、最能讲解圣经的哦。
And it had said that Paulus was very well instructed in the knowledge of the Bible.
但是啊，我还把他接来，而且还要教他，还要讲解给他听。
But they took him home and instructed him.
那这代表什么？
What does this show us?
代表这个雅居拉跟百基拉这一对夫妻哦，对道理非常非常的懂啊。
It means that Priscilla and Aquila were very well knowledge in the Bible.
哦，虽然他们不像彼得、保罗这样在圣经里这么多工作的记载。
So unlike Paul, Peter and Paul, they were not recorded many times in the Bible.
哦，但是他们却可以教导亚波罗。
But still, they were able to instruct Apollos.
是很有深度、很有深度的信徒。
And they were very deep.
很 level deep knowledge, deep understanding.
They had a very deep knowledge and understanding of the Bible.
哦，这样子才能够做教导啊。
That is how they were able to instruct.
啊，如果今天亚居拉、百基拉自己搞不清楚。
If Priscilla and Aquila were confused themselves.
哦，道理不明白。
They didn't understand.
圣经不熟悉。
Didn't understand the Bible.
很热心啊，哇，很热心，很热心。
Even if they were very fervent.
啊，亚波罗，你来。
Paulus, come here.
啊，我告诉你哦，我来教你。
I'm going to teach you.
亚波罗说你要教我什么？
Paulus say, what will you teach me?
讲下去，亚波罗说你什么都不知道嘛。
And then they keep talking and say, Paulus, you don't know.
好，所以我们今天如果要做教导的工作
，So if we want to do the work of instruction,
我们要更加熟悉明白。
We must even more have a better understanding.
哦，才能够在工作上面啊，给予别人正确的教导。
That in our work we can give the correct instruction.
哦，所以啊，那个人呐、啊，热心哦是好。
So it is good for a person to be fervent.
但是热心没有真知识，那就问题大了。
Being fervent without true knowledge is a big problem.
哦，有时候成为混乱的根源。
Maybe the source of confusion.
哦，成为教会的问题。
May become the problem of church.
哦，所以要有热心，但是更要有真知识。
So we must have zealousness, but even more so true knowledge.
哦，所以啊，有些信徒啊，哇，很热心呐。
So some members are very zealous.
一看到慕道者，哇，就赶快去关心人家。
That when they see a truth seeker, they rush over to care for them.
哇，抓着对方啊，哇，赶快跟他讲啊。
And they take hold of that person and starts talking to them.
哇，这种热心的精神很棒。
This sort of fervor is good.
啊，但是讲什么？
But what do they talk about?
啊，你听到会昏倒。
If you listen to it, you will faint.
我告诉你哦，啊，那个人你要小心啊。
Oh, I'm telling you, you have to be careful about that person over there.
哦，我告诉你，就是他，上次就是他怎样。
And I'm telling you, that person, last time he did this and this.
哦，我告诉你，教会啊，问题很多。
I'm telling you, the problem with church is a lot.
哦，我跟你换秘密哦。
I'm gonna tell you a secret.
啊，我不知道，听说哦，好像两个人换过秘密之后，就会变得很好啊。
And I've heard that when two people exchange secrets, they become very good.
哦，所以啊，有时候我们为了要跟慕道者拉近关系哈。就会把很多没有必要的事通通告诉对方。
Sometimes when we try to draw a truth seeker near, we tell them a lot of things that they don't need to hear.
把一些很奇怪的事也都告诉对方。
And tell them a lot of very strange things.
来交换，互相交换秘密啊。
To exchange secrets.
这个是有热心啊。
There's a lot of fervor.
但是实在是没有什么真知识啊。
But there's not a lot of true knowledge.
那都是用木道所说，你这怎么这么奇怪的地方啊？
So the truth seeker may feel that this is a strange place.
哇，每个人都有问题哦。
There's something wrong with everyone.
每个人都得罪过你哦。
Everyone has wronged you.
哇，那这地方不能来啊。
So I can't come back to this place.
所以啊，有热心要有真知识啊。
So with zealousness must also be true knowledge.
所以啊，以前遇到啊，有一对姐妹啊，很喜欢访问啊，我跟你们讲过嘛，很喜欢访问啊。
And I've met some sisters who like to visit people.
没有上班啊，每天都去访问。
They didn't have their own job, so every day they went to visit people.
只要被他们访问过的，通通不来教会了。
And when whoever they visit will no longer come back to church.
到最后教会要拜托他们了。
So then at the end, the church had to beg them.
请你们祷告就好。
Please just pray.
请你们不要再去访问了。
Please don't visit people anymore.
只要被他们访问到的，通通都不来教会啦。
Because whoever they visit will no longer come back to church.
没有知识。
They did not have the understanding.
没有真知识。
They did not have true understanding.
所以我们今天呢，除了要热心以外啊。
So besides zealousness.
还要真的要求神给我们真知识。
We must also pray to God for true knowledge.
所以我们知道啊，该怎么样说，怎么样做才是好的。
So that we can know what is the best way to speak and do.
同时啊，今天我们要做教导的工作啊。
And if we want to have the work of teaching others,
我们自己要先有东西才能教导别人啊。
We must ourselves have material in order to teach others.
如果你对教会的基本道理都不明白
，If you do not have a clear understanding of the basic beliefs,
你对圣经的道理也不清楚
，And you're not very sure about the teachings of the Bible.
今天人家问你一个问题
，When someone asks you a question,
为什么这样，所以那样
？Why is it this and this？
你想一想说，我也不知道。
And you think about it and say, I don't know.
那这样子应该都没错吧
？I think it's all correct.
所以你要在这里，你要去别的教会都没有问题啊，都很好啊。
So whatever church you want to go to, it's all fine.
没有真知识啊。
He doesn't have true knowledge.
我就遇到过一个啊。
And I've met someone like this.
哇，叫你要信耶稣，你要信耶稣。
It's telling everyone that they need to believe in Jesus.
你要洗礼。
You have to get baptized.
很好，洗礼信耶稣很好。
It's good to get baptized and believe in Jesus.
洗礼之后啊，你去哪个教会都没有关系。
And after you get baptized, you can go anywhere you like.
哎呀，你都一定可以得救啦。
And you will definitely be saved.
没有知识啊。
He didn't have the true knowledge.
没有知识会害死人的。
Without knowledge, you will harm someone else.
害到对方，害到自己。
Harm the other person and also himself.
将来啊，这个人没有办法得救的时候哦。
And in the future, when that person cannot be saved.
他在神的面前就要控告你啊。
Before God, he will blame you.
就是因为你啊，害我没有得救啊。
Because you did this so that I couldn't get saved.
因为你没有知识。
Because you didn't have the knowledge.
所以我们今天啊，真的要在道理上面追求认识明白。
So today in the we must seek to have a better understanding of the teachings.
那我们来看一下《生命记》的第六章哦。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章的第四节哦。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4。
生命记第六章第四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4。
他说：“以色列啊，你要听主你们的主，我们的神是唯一的、独一的主。你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。”第六节。
Verse 6。
我今日所吩咐你的话，你要记在心上。第七节。
Verse 7。
你要殷勤教导你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。第八节。
Verse 8。
你要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文。第九节。
Verse 9。
你要写在你的房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。那这是神对以色列百姓的吩咐。
And here is something that the Lord told the Israelites to do.
那也是一个信仰的传承哦。
And it's also how the faith can be passed down.
这不只是一个父母亲对孩子。
It's not just the parents toward the
宗教教育的老师对学生
，but also the RE teachers toward the students.
同时对信徒以及慕道者也是一样的。
And also the members towards the truth seekers.
那这里说啊，你要听哦。
And here it says, "Hear, O Israel."
要认识主，我们的主是独一的主哦。
That they must know that the Lord is one.
接下来讲说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
That they must use all their heart and soul and strength to love the Lord.
这个是我们以身做榜样、身教。
To use our life as an example to teach others.
你自己不会做。
Even if you don't know how to do it,
你的孩子、你的学生就学不到这个榜样。
Then your students cannot learn from your example.
所以我们自己要先做出一个榜样来。
So we must act out an example.
第六节说，我所吩咐你的话，你都要记在心上。
And verse 6 says that all the commandments you must keep in your heart.
这是言教哦，用嘴巴用所讲的话来教导。
And this is to use the words to instruct others.
但是如果你没有把神所吩咐的话记在心上，
But if you do not keep the commandments of God in your heart,
请问你要教什么？
What can you teach?
请问你能教什么？
What can you teach?
所以我们今天呢，不止自己本身要做到，同时我们对道理上面要有明白。
So not only do we have to do this ourselves, we also must have the understanding.
这样子才能够教导我们的子女。
This is how we can teach our children.
所以这个在这里我们看到这是神对以色列的教导，这个宗教信仰传承的教导。
And this is how God teaches the Israelites to pass down the faith.
也看到说要认识、要传、要教导信仰必须要自己要先有认识。
And in order to teach the faith, you must yourself have the understanding.
能够像亚基拉、百基拉一样对信仰很熟对道理很熟他们才能够教导亚波罗。
And just like Priscilla and Aquila, who are very familiar and knowledgeable in the truth that they were able to teach Apollos.
所以这对夫妻虽然名声不显，但是非常重要。
So even though this couple was not very famous, they were very important.
而且经过他们这个简单的工作里面，却造就了许多重要的工人来。
And from their simple work, they were able to edify some very important workers.
我们再来看罗马书
Let's turn to Romans.
我们看罗马书的第十六章。
Romans chapter 16.
罗马书十六章的第三节
Chapter 16 verse 3
罗马书十六章第三节
Romans chapter 16 verse 3
这里说问亚居拉百亚基拉百居拉安他们在基督耶稣里与我同工第四节
Verse 4
也为我的命将自己的景象置之度外不但我感谢他们就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们第五节
Verse 5
又问在他们家中的教会安这里是圣经里面第四次也是最后一次提到这对夫妻
This is the fourth and last recording of this couple
我们看到说那个他们的记载都很少
We can see that the recording about them is all very short
但是在这个短短的里面就可以看到说这一对夫妻在当代教会里面的重要
And from this short passage, we can see how important they were in the church at that time.
这种看到说他是与保罗同工的。
And they were a fellow worker with Paul.
是把自己的生命置之度外啊。
And they risked their own lives.
这个是他们人生重点人生重点的排行啊。
And this is how they prioritized in their lives.
他们有自己的工作。
They had their own work to do.
有自己的生活。
They had their own lives.
有自己的环境。
They had their own environment.
但是当一遇到信仰的缘故。
But for the sake of the faith.
为了福音的缘故。
For the sake of the gospel.
这里说他们连自己的性命都不顾了。
They did not care for their own lives.
所以今天人生的问题不在于可不可以追求这个世界。
So the problem of our life is not whether we can pursue the world.
不是在于可不可以赚大钱。
Not whether we can earn a lot of money.
不是在于可不可以努力工作加班。
Not whether we can work hard and go overtime.
不是在于可不可以交很多的朋友。
Not whether we can make many friends.
这些都不是问题。
These are not the problem.
问题在说在这一切你人生的追求当中。
The problem is among all of these things that you pursue.
这个信仰在你这个排行里面顺序在哪里？
And which...Where do you put your faith?
如果信仰在最前面
If your faith is at the forefront,
你后面追求什么都没有关系的
It doesn't matter what else you pursue.
因为信仰是你人生的第一
Because faith is your priority.
任何事情遇上了信仰都要往后排
and everything else stands behind faith.
那这样子你有钱没有问题。
So it doesn't matter if you have money.
有房子没有问题。
Or if you have a house.
有车子没有问题。
Or if you have a car.
有大事业没有问题。
Or if you have a really good job.
因为信仰是你人生的第一优先。
Because your faith is your priority.
所以今天的信基督徒的生活不是要你不是要我们放弃所有。
So, a life of a Christian does not require that we give up everything.
而是要尊主为大。
But to put God as our priority.
在没有冲突当中追求没有关系。
That when there is no conflict, it's okay to pursue.
但是当你有了冲突了，你要知道该如何取舍。
But when there is a conflict, you must know how to make the decision.
所以我们在这里看到啊，他是为了福音的缘故啊，能够放下一切，牺牲一切的。
So you can see that for the sake of the gospel, they were able to put aside everything.
在这里又说啊，问他们家中。教会的安哦。
And it also says to greet the church that meets in their house.
所以我们发现每一次提到这对夫妻啊，他们都不断的在长进当中。
And we can see that every time that this couple is mentioned, they are continuously growing.
第一是在他们家里接待工人。
First they invite workers to their home.
第二是在家里训练栽培下一代。
And then in their home they train.The next generation.
第三次，这里第三次记载，已经在他家中有教会了。
And here they have a church in their home.
这是一个有教会的家庭。
This is a family that has a church.
他们的家就是教会。
Their house is a church.
当然可能，当然他们的家不是像这样有一个建筑物啊。
And their
house, 有一个会堂的建筑物啊。
Their house may not have a chapel.
他们的家里可能不会在门口挂一个十字架。
And they may not hang a cross at the door.
但是他们的家被称为教会。
But their house was called a church.
在他们家里有聚会。
They have services in their home.
在他们家里有信徒。
They have members in their home.
在他们家里有神的同在。
They have the abundance of God in their home.
这就是家中的教会。
This is the church within the house.
我们也可以这样子做得到。
And we can also accomplish this.
我们的家也可以成为一个教会。
Our house can also become a church.
所以有些人在讲啊，哎呀，那个可不可以搬离教会远一点的地方啊？
And some may ask, can I move to a place that is far from church?
在选择学校的时候哦。
And when I'm choosing a school.
能不能选择没有教会的学校啊？附近没有教会的学校啊？
Can I choose somewhere that has no church nearby?
能不能做？有些人说不行，有些人说可以啊。
Can we do this? Some say no, some say yes.
其实这个跟那个选择的人有直接的关系啊。
But this is directly related to the person who's making the decision.
你为什么要选这里？
Why do you want to choose this
place? 你选这个学校的动机是什么？
What's your motivation for choosing this?
你自己的信仰状况如何？
How is your faith?
你自己做一个衡量嘛。
Make your own measure yourself.
如果你选择离开较遥远的地方，所以你可以不用安息日聚会。
If you're moving to a faraway place so that you don't have to attend service.
光明正大的不用聚会哦。
That openly you don't have to attend service.
我就很远嘛。
I'm too far.
所以我就只好不能聚会啦。
So I have no choice. I cannot attend service.
网络聚会啊，也可以啊。
You can also attend service on the internet.
躺在沙发上聚会啊。
And just lie on the couch and attend service.
所以如果这是我们远离教会的原因啊。
If this is why we want to move far away from church.
那最好不要。
Then it's better that we don't.
可能出去就回不来啦。
Because if we go out, we may never come back.
但是有些人就是完全抱着另外一个不一样。
But some people have a different kind of heart.
我为什么要搬到没有教会的地方？
Why do I want to move where there's no church?
我为什么要选择没有教会的地方工作？
Why do I want to work where there is no church?
因为我希望有一天主若愿意在这里要成立一间教会。
Because I hope one day if the Lord is willing that a church can be established there.
如果自己的信仰很坚固。
If the person's faith is very strong.
如果有一个很强烈的使命感。
With a very strong sense of mission.
可以去。
That person can go.
走出去。
to walk over there.
几年之后，可能这里就成立一间教会了。
And after some years, there may be a church established there.
哦，所以其实我们在美国除了目前已经盖有会堂的教会以外，哦。
So other than the places that have a church built.
其实还有很多聚会点哦，人数都不少啊。
There are also many other places of service where there are quite a few members.
哦，像在 Denver, Colorado 啊。
Like in Denver, Colorado.
哦，就是因为有工人有信徒到那里啊，就是希望有一天在那里能够成立教会啊。
Because a member went over there, hoping that a church can be established there.
啊，所以把工作找到那边去了。
So that person found their job over there.
啊，在这些年之后，的确聚会人不少啊，二三十个人啊。
And after this many years, there are 20 to 30 people attending service there.
能不能搬？
Is it possible?
能不能到没有教会的地方？
Is it okay to move where there's no church?
看你自己。
Look at yourself.
哦，看你内心当中的使命。
And look at what kind of mission you have in your heart.
看你对信仰的坚持。
And how do you maintain the faith?
如果没有。
If you do not.
那还是乖乖的留在教会的附近哦。
Then you should stay near the church.
啊，这样子我的工作也比较容易一点哦。
And it's also easier for me.
不用整天为了你们提心吊胆的。
That,
不用整天很担心啊。
That I don't have to be so worried every day.
哇，东跑西跑啊，跑到最后都不知道去哪里了。
To run over a place and not know where to go.
每三个月换一次手机号码，根本改都来不及啊。
That every 3 months you change your phone numbers.
我每次回来了，就有人告诉我他手机又换了。
Because every time I come back, someone tells me that their number changed.
哦，所以啊，我们如果没有这样子的决心
if we do not have this determination,
为了福音的缘故
for the sake of the gospel,
期望在这里能够建立起举起教会的旌举起神的旌旗
to hope to raise up the flag of God,
那我们还是留在教会附近就好了
then it's better for us to stay near the church.
那但是呢，我们自己的家里也可以成为一个教会
but our own family, our own house can become a church too.
不只是我们可以开放自己的家庭，晚上来家庭聚会。
And not just to have family service.
其实啊，即使啊，你在家里跟自己的家人有聚会啊，这个你家里就是教会啦。
But even if you have a family service, then your family is a church.
啊，即使只有你一个人住在外面。
And if it's only you living outside.
也可以成为一个教会。
You can also have a church.
啊，可以一样可以聚会啊。
You can also have services.
灵修、祷告、敬拜神，神一样跟你同在。
Spiritual cultivation, prayer.Reading the Bible, God will also be with you.
哦，之前有一个弟兄啊。
And there was a brother.
他住在离教会非常住在离有会堂的地有教会的地方非常遥远哦。
And he lived very far from the church.
哦，这弟兄很好玩啊。
And this brother is very interesting.
他一个人住哦。
He lived by himself.
啊，所以到每到所以不是每一次啦，但是有几次啊，到安息日的时候哦，他就会穿着西装哦。
So several times you on Sabbath he will.Put on a suit.
啊，在自己家里的客厅啊，啊。
And in his own living room.
啊，就穿着西装，然后就摆了一个桌子，摆了一个台子，啊，就开始讲道啦。
And he will wear a suit and put out a table and start giving a sermon.
啊，底下没有人哦，底下没有人。
But there's no one there.
哦，就自己讲道。
And he's just by himself there.
啊，讲完之后自己讲道，自己唱诗，自己祷告。
He gives his own sermon, prays, and sing hymns.
啊，最后啊，结束之后还自己谢饭。
And then afterwards he says grace.
还有爱餐。
And there's a love meal.
啊，下午呢，啊，则是不一样啊。
But it's different in the afternoon.
下午呢，他就会拿一台录音机哦。
And then in the afternoon he'll take out
a tape recorder. 哦，因为他早上哦讲到哦，把自己啊录下来啊。
Because he records his own sermon.
哦，下午哦就放自己的讲道哦，自己坐在底下写笔记啊。
In the afternoon he plays his own sermon and takes notes.
但这个弟兄有点怪怪的，是这样的。
And this brother might seem strange.
哦，有时候听自己的讲道还听到睡着啊。
He might fall asleep listening to his own sermon.
哦，所以他上午聚会，上午讲到下午聚会啊。
So then in the morning he gives a sermon, in the afternoon he attends the service.
那聚会完以后呢
？And then after service is over.
那么在自己家里还放了一个奉献箱。
He has his own offering box.
哦，自己奉献。
And he offers.
哦，还去找，因为他是研究生，他附近很多研究生都有家庭有孩子哦。
And he was a graduate student, so there were other graduate students who had their own families.
哦，所以在下午聚会完哦，他就会把那些小孩子骗到他家来哦。
So after service, he'll trick all the kids to his home.
哦，糖果饼干哦，把他们骗过来哦。
And using candy and cookies.
宗教教育。
and give them RE education.
我可是教课这样的。
And then he will have classes.
哎，人家这样子也是过了很多年啦。
And this person did this for many years.
是不是教会？家中教会啊。
Is this a church? It is.
哦，所以他有一次啊，他有一次来参加那个达拉斯的一个讲习会哦。
And once he attended a seminar in Dallas.
他跟我们讲说啊，哎，我们全教会的人都到了。
He said.Everyone in our church is here.
就是他一个嘛。
It was just him.
哦，那所以啊，为什么告诉大家这个
？So why do I talk about this?
啊，所以我们有时候哦，我们有时候会觉得哇，一定要怎么样，要怎么样啊，才能够聚会。
Sometimes we feel that it has to be a certain way to have service.
一定要怎么样才能够维持我们的信仰
？That only in a certain way can we maintain our faith.
其实方法很多。
But there are many different methods.
但是你一定要有心。
But you must have that heart.
你一定要在乎。
You must care.
哦，他这个弟兄告诉我。
And that brother told me.
哦，他说 ，If this is what it takes 啊，如果这是维持我信仰必须要有的方法。
And he said that if this is what it takes to maintain my faith.
那我就是这样子做啊。
Then I will do it.
哦，所以他虽然在那里啊，没有附近没有信徒啊，方圆百里没有信徒的。
And even though around him there were no members.
十几年来信仰没有衰退。
For over 10 years, his faith was still strong.
哦，所以家中的教会可以的。
So it's okay to have a church in your home.
哦，所以希望我们每一个人呐，除了安息日以及聚会时间能够来到会堂聚会以外
，And we hope that everyone besides coming to service, and church,
每一个人都能够努力，期望能够在自己的家里呀、啊，也建设出一个神所同在的教会来。
That everyone can put effort and hope to have a church in their own home.
哦，这就像保罗对百基拉、雅居拉问安一样。
And just like how Paul greeted Priscilla and Aquila.
问你们家中教会的安。
Greet also the church that is in your home.
因为这个教会是有神同在的地方。
Because church is where God abides.
是神所祝福的地方。
It is the place where God blesses.
好，感谢主，我们今天下午聚会到这里。
Thank God, our service concludes here.
好，希望我们每一个人的家庭，每一个人的家庭都能够像这一对百基拉、雅居拉夫妇一般。
We hope that all our homes can be like Priscilla and Aquila.
啊，在世能够蒙人的纪念
，that in this world they can be remembered
啊，来世能够得神的奖赏
，in the world to come they can receive the reward of God。
我们一起唱诗151首
，Let's sing hymn 151。
To
you seated.
感谢耶稣，我们今天我们来结束我们安息日的聚会。
Thanks Lord Jesus that we can conclude our Sabbath service.
能够按照主耶稣的应许哦，使我们在今天得到安息哦。
That according to the promise of God, we can have rest today.
更能够借着道理的学习，使我们在自己的信仰上能够更进一步。
And also through the study of the truth, that our faith can take a step forward.
来追求更认识他。
To better understand God.
我们也求主耶稣能够继续带领我们每一个人下一个礼拜所有的工作。学习以及生活。
And we ask God to continue to guide us this next week in our life, work, and also our studies.
让我们在每一步当中啊，都能够看到神的恩典以及神的同在。
That every step of the way, we can see the blessings and abundance of God.
也为那些今天没有办法来聚会的身体欠安、心灵软弱的弟兄姐妹代祷。
And let's also pray for those who cannot be here, whether they are mentally or spiritually weak.
并且为现在正在举行的圣工人员讲习会祷告。
And also pray for the Holy Worker Seminar.
我们一起同心跪下。
Let's all pray.